My name is Virginia James, and I'm the soul behind Feminine Sage Wisdom. This is a recording of the weekly memo that you get on the blog. Now, even though FSW is about women finding their purpose, living in their legacy, and doing their soulful work, the memos that come your way are straight from my heart or experiences. Storytelling is one of my favorite things to do and to be a recipient of because it's how we learn more about ourselves and each other. So take a listen to this letter. This week's piece is called Feeling Overwhelmed with Stress and Uncertainty? Try the 3 T's. It's Monday and we're back with a new week after a beautiful wolf moon on the 6th. Lately, I've had some ups and downs since starting 2023, good stressors and not great ones, but I've been trying to keep my chin up and move forward still at a pace that works for me. Well, as I was sitting with the moon that early morning, I recognized that there were more feelings that needed to come out, and that inspired this post. When we have things on our hearts or in our minds and emotions, getting them out is one of the healthiest promises we can make to ourselves. Is it always easy? No. Sometimes we don't even know what we feel. So let's go over the 3 T's and help you work with stressors a little bit easier. Talking. Just talking it out to anyone or no one can be a useful tool for transformation. When we bottle up our emotions and stress, it can fester within us. We might feel more and more stuck, lethargic, down, angry, and so much more. So while it might not seem logical, screaming out to the sky or talk to the stars, the sun, the moon, the trees, the birds, or any other natural elements that don't judge you at all. These fellow beings have no filter. They just are. That's one of the reasons why I love talking with them. Nothing is coming back at me with a range of responses that may or may not help me grow in my most expansive ways. Tears. These might come while talking and is another way of expressing pain or worries, even joys sometimes. I used to be one that stuffed the tears away because, damn it, I was strong. And I am still incredibly strong for various reasons. However, keeping our tears from coming is almost like keeping our emotions and stress inside. It doesn't serve our highest good. I find tears to be a very healing solution or fluid in our bodies. They come as they are meant to. Not only do they clear out our tear ducts and aid our eyes with moisture, but the process of crying is also such a release. Even to this day, if I keep the tears inside and stifle them, I have a sinus infection for days. Now, by my very nature, I'm not necessarily one who cries out their emotions often. I'm more of an active emotional releaser. So when they wish to come, I honor them as often as I can. That being said, if you're really not a tears person, find your expressive outlet for you. Working out, walking, throwing things carefully, demoing something in your home or property, etc. Be creative. Transformation. When sitting and talking to the full moon and crying with her, I could feel the worries melting off my shoulders like the sun warming snow on a crisp day. It took a while, let me tell you. But after I felt empty of the stressors, I started to feel more alive again, warmer, hopeful. And that's where the transformation comes in. Actually, the transformation started when talking to the moon and giving her my shit. So let's share the too long didn't read. Next time you're feeling overwhelmed or like you can't handle what's in your lap or on your schedule, try to use these 3 T's. Again, they're talking, tears, and transformation. They might seem simple, but sometimes simple is the way we grow at our pace and continue to expand while doing our best. Let me know how this story resonates with you. You can always drop a comment below. And if you want more tips and direct connection, join for free the FSW Circle to get the weekly wisdom in your inbox. If you're ready to ditch soul-sucking work and what doesn't align with you and shift towards soulful living and work-life balance, you need the Zone of Purpose Blueprint, my signature program. You can sign up for both at FeminineSageWisdom.com. And as always, if you have any questions or comments, leave them below or contact me one-to-one. I'll chat with you soon and bright blessings on you. Again, my name is Virginia James, and you can always find me at FeminineSageWisdom.com. I get that's a lot of I's and vowels to track, but you can also find me on LinkedIn as well. I'll see you there, and until next week, blessings on you, and remember, your wisdom is within.